it's wonderful to be with you again, and I'm blessed that last night I had supper with Greg Lacamelli and his wife Elizabeth and their two daughters, Alicia and Sienna. It was a most pleasant and somewhat hilarious evening. As their daughters warmed up, we got into some hilarious conversations. So there's a lot of humor, and there is in life. It's not always apparent, but it was wonderful to be with them on the week of Greg and Elizabeth's anniversary. God is so present to us and invites us to be born again. That's one of those rich calls for married life and single life and any of our relationships to see ourselves in a new way. It isn't an externalizing of being born again. Jesus is emphatic about that in one of his friends. And so here I've plunged into the theme. In some ways, overnight, we were born again here. In a world troubled and achy in many places and among many peoples, and here in our own nation, our cities between neighborhoods and individuals, people of various races and genders and anything that would have us feel like we're set apart, or indeed when we do set another apart, when we choose not to be beside them or care for them. God's love comes like water, rain, mercy to wash us again. But it's our call to receive that love, to let that mercy flow over us and bring us healing. And so last night there was a wonderful rainstorm here that, a storm is really not the right word. It was really a outpouring, almost constant, with some variation flow of a gentle rain. And we've needed it. And the world needs this love poured out upon us. And this love wants to rise up within us, though. And so moving into a little reflection with you for a few moments, I found myself looking at today's gospel. You may find it a different day, obviously, and sometime in your life, turn to Luke 10, 25 to 37. And if you have heard or read the gospels, this would be very familiar to you. It's the one we call in Luke the story of the Good Samaritan. Just a couple things about it, and in the context of our being here and now, you and I feel very, very close to you, and I have the opportunity to speak to a number of you from time to time, and I so value that. And whether we speak or not, if we meet each other on the road or are walking in the world, if we're in a crowded city or, you know, buying popcorn or coffee somewhere, there's this great opportunity to smile and know that we're among the family of humankind and in the midst of created order. But there's so many things that provoke a cautiousness, a fear, a lasting and lingering sense of separation and difference. In this passage in Luke's gospel, a scholar of the law, and it might tip us off and say someone at least knows it in their mind and has it figured out, stood up to test Jesus. What must I do to inherit eternal life? And then proclaiming this rich sense of loving God and neighbor and being one law, Jesus launches into the short but poignant story of the Good Samaritan. Again, you may be aware of the fact I'll offer us now, but the Samaritan is a foreigner, a stranger, not accepted by Jews. And there's a resistance of Jews and Samaritans to one another. It might be an issue of color, race in our world today, gender, religion, difference. But whatever it is, we're not about to reach out for each other. We may pass each other without smacking each other, but we may not tend to each other. But you might remember how after a priest and a Levite and others just passed by a victim on the road, someone had been taken over by robbers and thieves, the Samaritan stops and with compassion at the sight of this person pours water and pours oil and wine over the wounds. It's like last night's healing rain that comes to heal us. As we enter into a time of meditation, a lot of what's going on is healing and how we see, so that we can see ourselves and others as we truly are. Possibly as someone wounded and by the side of the road. But one of the first seeings that's so helpful is that we see ourselves as someone who is loved, who has the capacity to attend to another, as someone who would have eyes open for the needs of another. I can have rules and regulations written all over my hands and face and carry a placard right in front of me to love Jesus and his children, but unless something has happened within me, and it is a tender change, it's not a hard change. It's nothing we can do with a wrench and a hammer. It's a opening ourselves to the truth that we're loved. We are loved, so that we might love one another. That inbreaking that so many of us still need as healing in our lives comes right now. We don't have to wait an instant. God's mercy is here. And so our gentle attentiveness in meditation, our simple prayers seeking God's mercy or quiet, our sitting and breathing, our opening to a mantra that opens our heart, the depth of contemplation helps us find quiet delight in our true self and the God, the Christ, that dwells within. And we can rise from times like this being more aware and attentive of the Christ, the love, the beauty of God, imaged in the other. The Imago Dei shining forth even in the wounded, even in the one who seems strange, even in the one who is foreigner, not yet welcomed in. And I might be the one who'd stop on the road and take time with them. Someone of another race or tradition or seemingly unusual to me becomes unique to me, gifted to me. If that, we might say, process of that journey is going on within my own heart. And so what a great gift it is to sit in quiet attentiveness. The very thing the Samaritan says to the innkeeper, take care of him, is what the Samaritan knew already in his heart. He had been and was being taken care of, cared for. And so he understood how to treat, how to care for another with mercy. So judging ourselves as unkind or someone who won't stop on the road and help someone with a flat tire or, I'm not going to look at her today when I walk by her on the road. Let me change my heart and do it right now. Those calls to change are wonderful when they come, but there's this deeper change that's going on right now for you and me, and I think that's why we're here. To hear that God tender voice tell us of God's great love and mercy for us. That since the world began, God has held us in the palm of God's hand, created in the image of his divine Son who primordially rose before all other things. We were there when the sun rose. We were there in that divine moment of creation. All creatures were and are now sister and brother and sharing that divine mercy and sensing that care. It might melt my heart. In the meditative moment, and I might hear, be still, and know that I am God. Be still, and know that I am. Be still and know. Be. Be the love you hear now. Let mercy flow forth from you like rain from the heavens. Peace, my friend. Dan Riley and Greg Lacamelli reaching out to you again, and just delighting in the love and light of God's in our life and in the life of each person we meet today.
I am the way, the truth, the life. Believe in me, have eternal life. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the final sacrifice. I am the way, the truth, the life. Believe in me, have eternal life.